husband's decision to move east. The FBI's wiretap heard her telling a salesman that they would not be gone long, only 15 or 20 years. Oppie told her that their new home in Princeton, Olden Manor, had 10 bedrooms, 5 bathrooms, and a pleasant garden. Not surprisingly, Oppenheimer's Berkeley colleagues were disappointed. The chairman of the physics department described his departure as the greatest blow ever suffered by the department. Ernest Lawrence was miffed to learn of Oppie's defection from a radio news report. On the other hand, Oppenheimer's East Coast friends were delighted. Isidore Robbie wrote him, "I am terribly pleased that you are coming. It's a sharp break with the past for you and the perfect time of life in which to make it." His friend and former landlady, Mary Ellen Washburn, threw him a farewell party. Oppie was leaving many old friends behind, and a lover. He had always cherished his friendship with Dr. Ruth Tolman. During the war, he had worked closely with Ruth's husband, Richard, who had served as General Grove's scientific advisor in Washington. It was Richard who had largely persuaded him to resume his teaching post at Caltech after the war. Oppenheimer counted the Tolmans among his closest friends. He had met them in Pasadena in the spring of 1928 and had always admired them both. "He was rightly very highly respected," Oppenheimer said of Richard Tolman years later. "His wisdom and broad interests, broad in physics and broad throughout, his civility, his extremely intelligent and quite lovely wife, all made a sweet island in the Southern California locale. A friendship developed which became very close." In 1954, Oppenheimer testified that Richard Tolman had been a very close and dear friend of mine. Frank Oppenheimer later said, "Robert loved the Tolmans, especially Ruth." Sometime during the war, or perhaps shortly after returning from Los Alamos, Oppie and Ruth Tolman began an affair. A clinical psychologist, Ruth was nearly 11 years older than Robert, but she was an elegant and attractive woman. Another friend, the psychologist Jerome Bruner, called her the perfect confidant, a wise woman. She could give a sense of personalness to anything she touched. Born in Indiana, Ruth Sherman graduated from the University of California in 1917. In 1924, she married Richard Chase Tolman and continued her studies in psychology. Richard was by then a distinguished chemist and mathematical physicist. He was also 12 years her senior. Though the couple never had children, friends thought they were totally suited for each other. Ruth had stimulated Richard's interest in psychology and, specifically, in the social implications of science. Oppenheimer shared with Ruth a fascination with psychiatry. For her doctorate, Ruth had studied the psychological differences between two groups of adult criminals. In the late 1930s, she had worked as a senior psychological examiner for the Los Angeles County Probation Department. And during the war, she had served as a clinical psychologist for the Office of Strategic Services. Beginning in 1946, she worked as a senior clinical psychologist with the Veterans Administration. A career woman, Dr. Ruth Tolman possessed a formidable intellect. But by all accounts, she was also a warm, gentle, and astute observer of the human condition. She seems to have known aspects of Oppie's character not visible to many others. "Remember how we have always, both of us, been miserable when we had to look more than a week ahead?" When, in the summer of 1947, Oppenheimer was preparing to move to Princeton, he wrote Ruth a letter from his vacation at Los Pinos to complain that he was fagged and felt appalled about the future. Ruth replied, "My heart is very full of many, many things I want to say. Like you, I'm grateful to be writing. Like you, I cannot yet quite accept the fact that the monthly visits will not be resumed once the irregularities of the summer are over. From Richard, I could not get very much news of you, though the impression remains that you were tired still." She urged him to visit her in Detroit while she was in that city attending a conference, and if not, then in Pasadena. "Come to us when you can, Robert. The guest house is always and completely yours." Few of Oppenheimer's letters to Ruth Tolman survive. Most were destroyed after her death. But her love letters display a deep tenderness and closeness. "I look back on your wonderful week here," she wrote in one undated letter. "With all my heart grateful, dear, it was unforgettable. I'd give great rewards even for another day. In the meantime, you know the love and tenderness I send." On another occasion, she wrote of their plans to get together for a weekend. She promised to meet his plane and hoped we'd go to the sea for the day. She wrote that she had recently driven by the long stretch of beach where the sandpipers and gulls played. Oh, Robert, Robert, soon I shall see you. You and I both know how it will be. Later, after this planned outing by the sea, Oppenheimer wrote, Ruth, dear heart, I write in celebration of the good day we had together, which meant so very much to me. I knew that I should find you full of courage and wisdom, but it is one thing to know it, and another to be so close. It was so wonderful to see you. He signed the letter, My love, Ruth, always. Kitty was certainly aware of Robert's long-standing friendship with the Tolmans. She knew that on his monthly travels to Pasadena, he stayed in the Tolman guest cottage while teaching his Caltech class. Frequently, he would take the Tolmans, and sometimes the Bakers, out to their favorite Mexican restaurant, and often Kitty would call him from Berkeley. I think Kitty was intensely resentful of any other person getting involved with Robert, recalled Jean Baker.
But if Kitty was naturally possessive, there is no indication that she ever learned of an affair. Then, one Saturday night in mid-August 1948, Richard Tolman suddenly suffered a heart attack in the midst of a party he and Ruth were hosting at their home. Kitty's former husband, Dr. Stuart Harrison, was called to the scene and managed to get Richard checked into a hospital within 30 minutes. 3 weeks later, Richard died. Ruth was devastated. She had dearly loved her husband of 24 years. But some of their friends used the tragedy to smear Robert. Ernest Lawrence, whose attitude toward Robert had by then become one of outright enmity, speculated that Richard's heart attack had been precipitated by the discovery of his wife's affair.
Lawrence later told Louis Strauss that Dr. Oppenheimer first earned his Lawrence's disapproval a number of years ago when he seduced the wife of Professor Tolman at Caltech.
Lawrence claimed that it was a notorious affair which lasted for enough time for it to become apparent to Dr. Tolman, who died of a broken heart.